producer of the series is BT Rubins. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and also online. It's now 11:15, time for me to hand you on to Fiona Torkington for tonight's edition of Late Junction.
Hello, greetings and welcome. Welcome to a new beginning, for this tape will serve you as a new beginning. That's right, a new beginning, as we're about ready to begin. On this recording, music specifically created for its pleasurable effects upon your mind, body, and emotions is mixed with a warm orange-colored liquid. Your body is now a glass container. You can smell the orange-colored liquid, for the deeper you go, the deeper you go. And if there's extra saliva there, swallow it and take yourself down deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper.
I will be your guide in this journey, and I hope to be of help without intruding any more than is absolutely necessary. You may just possibly detect from my voice that I am Irish. And now I leap forward in time.
Think you presently are. Thank you. It's far out.
All that you read, all that you see, all that you hear, filling up your head, orange-colored liquid.
It is nice to relax, isn't it? Put the key in the lock, unlock the door, and a fountain of ears is available.
If possible, in our modern world, listen for your eyes, in your ears. We will continue this pattern until we have reached the infinite everything.
Now put on some undergarments and go deeper, deeper, and deeper.
Now, I once used a self-hypnosis tape to get me through fear of surgery, but I wish I'd had this, which would have totally distracted me. That was the inspired opening of the new album by The Books, called The Way Out. More from them later on tonight. A piece by the Irish musician Simon German now, which he's based on a Finnish hymn.
Thank you.
Sibelius not the only one to be inspired by that tune, Simon German's piece, Hymny. I've been paying tribute this week to the late David Fanshawe. His music he recorded in the Solomon Islands, vertical sticks hitting the Gilo Stones. Thank you. David Fanshaw recording from the Solomon Islands, two people sitting opposite each other and using bamboo sticks to hit a particular type of stone called a gilo stone. And this is a percussion piece by Steve Reich, beautifully played and recorded. Music for Pieces of Wood, it's called, using five sets of claves and played here by the Splash Percussion Group from Germany. Jordi Savall and Hesperian 21 and Canarios from a CD of 16th century Latin American music. And they followed on from Steve Reich, music for Pieces of Wood played there by the Splash Percussion Ensemble from Germany. Coming up later on tonight here on Late Junction, the latest of our collaborations, at this time featuring the Finnish violinist Pekka Kuusisto and the Icelandic musician Valgeir Sigurdsson. That's at about midnight. Yesterday I played you a track by a Danish singer called Agnes Obel. Here's another called Over the Hill.
We will know.
Sarah Walker there playing Dave Smith's Bossa Nova, following on from the Danish singer Agnes Obel and a song called Over the Hill. Agnes, by the way, is on tour with I Am Clute. That's from the 26th. Also on tour, the Palestinian trio Le Trio Joubran.
Thank you.
The very elegant Le Trio Joubrin and a piece called Marjaz. And they're on tour over here from Saturday. They'll be in Oxford on Saturday at North Wall, going on to the Union Chapel in London on Sunday. And from there, travelling on to Gateshead, Cambridge, Kendal, Manchester, Birmingham, Milton Keynes, York. They're in Reading, Bristol, St George's, Pontydoue Arts Centre, and finishing on the 1st of October at the Lighthouse in Poole. Quite a tour. Now, the New York-based group The Books are truly in a category of their own. Here they are with the story of hip-hop. It's not what you might think.
All right now. Shh. I have the nicest surprise for you, but you first must wash your face and get ready. Listen carefully. Shh. I want to tell you a story about hip-hop. Hello, little hip-hop. Hip-hop. Hip-hop liked the flowers.
Yes.
He lived with his sister, Skip-hop, and his brother, Slide-hop.
Hey!
He never rests. He beats and whirs so fast that you can't tell what he looks like. Thump, 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 quick, quick, quack. Little hip-hop started to hop. Skip-hop didn't know when they would ever stop. Hip-hop went for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Grapefruit.
One day, hip-hop took a deep breath, shut his eyes, and jumped. Poor hip-hop. There he was, right in your house. Ooh.
Be careful.
That's all natural.
I closed my eyes and jumped until thump. I didn't plan to hop into your home. Really, I didn't. One small tear came. Stop crying, little hip-hop. I'm glad you came to see me. I get lonesome with no one to make me laugh. Ho, ho, ho. Then off they went with a hop and a hip, a skip and a slide, all happy inside. Trouble little hip-hop got into. It was all because he didn't look where he hopped. And even the flowers talk to each other, like people do, but the sounds they make are different. Listen carefully and try to understand what they say.
The story of hip-hop from the ever-inventive group The Books. That's from their new CD called The Way Out. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3, and it's time now for the next in our series of Late Junction collaborations, bringing together two musicians who've never worked together before at the BBC's Maida Vale studios. Tonight, we bring together the Finnish violinist Pekka Kuusisto and the Icelandic musician Valgeir Sigurdsson.
My name is Pekka Kuusisto, and I'm from Finland. I live in Helsinki, and I mostly play violin or fiddle, but I try to play anything I get my hands on except an accordion.
And I'm Valgeir Sigurðsson. I come from Iceland and live in Reykjavik. In this context, I'm playing a computer and bits of percussion and sounds and some piano.
I think we met for the first time in London, and if I'm not mistaken, it was at the Roundhouse.
That's true, yes, in January this year.
Or maybe even February.
Possibly.
Yeah, one or the other.
Mm-hmm. This piece, Kill Your Darlings, number two, is the first in the series, but it's still number two. The motive, the theme that runs through it has been kind of bothering for a while, so at the end of the day, the music is important, so I didn't want to show up just empty-handed. But I left it quite open, so...
Hmm. Yeah, it was a very nice starting point for the day. We started by me playing violin from printed music.
Yeah.
And then we ended up with kind of making up a complete piece of music from nothing.
Yeah, in retrospect, it was kind of a good start, I think. I'm really happy about how he played it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The second piece in today's program is a waltz. Part of it existed before we came here. I was making music last year for a documentary film in Finland. It was called Auf Wiedersehen Finland. And I've been sort of waiting for a chance to put it somewhere. And today I wrote a bunch of more notes for the same piece and quite a lot of it during the recording session. It also earned itself a beautiful title today, Harder Rockur, which is hard rock in the language of the Faroe Islands. So, yeah, it really makes no sense, but I'm happy we did it. Thank you. Well, the inspiration for this project, actually, I guess we have to entirely thank the British Broadcasting Corporation for it, because when I got contacted by the BBC to come and do this kind of a session, I was jolly excited. And I don't know, the idea of getting to play with Valgeir is interesting and exciting, because of course I've been aware of his skills at using the studio as an instrument. Yeah, to make this kind of very, very quick approach and sort of like a crash landing in a studio together. It was very exciting.
I try to come up with sounds in the studio that, you know, are somehow interesting on their own as sounds, and then take them maybe even further by running them through all kinds of processing. I enjoy this mix between the acoustic source and electronically processed outcome.
Now, we started by Valgeir playing piano and me assembling loops on an electric fiddle and some pedals, and then after that we did a little bit of quality control to the original material and started adding things just to make it better.
Yeah, it's different in the way, different to the other two pieces also, that we multitrack this without any processing. So everything is going into the tape sort of as played, while the other two pieces have gone through the machines.
I have this funny illness, which I believe you must have as well. I enjoy being in a recording studio. There's actually few places that I like being in more than a recording studio.
Okay. Well,
even if it's not a fancy place like this with a big room and a nice bunch of grand pianos and everything.
And timpani and everything.
Yeah, I just enjoy the environment so much. Mm-hmm. It immediately feels like this is where the music of today is being born.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like a kind of electrifying place to be. And
I have a nice studio that you could come to.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I've drooled over some of the pictures of your home studio on the internet. And
don't have a timpani though, but...
Oh, damn.
A couple of other things.
Yeah, well, I can bring like an inflatable timpani from Finland with me when I come.
Yeah, so I think we should definitely do that.
Fantastic.
Pekka Kuusisto and Valgeir Sigurdsson. And that collaboration is available as a podcast, which you can download from the Radio 3 website. Also from Iceland is Olaf Arnalds.
Þegi rætur þínar djúft teygar næringu úr reynni mold umbreytir alltaf ljós til lifandi Dræfið upp vegur sem draumur frá Íðu landi La 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 Vængi þínir tífa ótt Bera þið svo yfir Haf og land Fræjum sáir alltaf mót græða and
Growing up in the same children's home where Louis Armstrong first played cornet was champion Jack Dupree. That was his Rattlesnake Boogie, recorded in 1961 in Switzerland with Chris Langer on guitar, Fritz Rugg on bass and Bobby Lottweiler on that well-known Swiss instrument, the washboard. Philip Jeck's latest release On Touch is a great example of the emotional heart of his music. He may be renowned for his work as a turntablist and using old records and record players found in junk shops, but he puts these to really inspiring use. This CD is called An Ark for the Listener, and it's what he calls a meditation on part of a poem by Gerard Manley Hopkins called The Wreck of the Deutschland. It's about the drowning in 1875 of five Franciscan nuns exiled from Germany. Here's part of this inspiring and moving music.
Thank you. Thank you.
part of Philip Jeck's An Ark for the Listener, inspired by Gerard Manley Hopkins' poem The Wreck of the Deutschland. Two tracks there, Ark and Dark Rehearsal, but do get a chance to listen to the whole thing if you possibly can. John Wobble to me means hot summer evenings, underpinned by his signature dub bass. One of his finer offerings over recent years, I think, is Dusk from Welcome to My World.
Thank you.
Some lovely music from Simon Limbrick. Two tracks there, one called Lateral and then Whirl, Part 1. That followed on from Keith Jarrett playing clavichord from his Book of Ways, and Jar Wobble, first of all, there, and Dusk. On Monday, Jez Nelson will be here with Jazz on 3, digging out some unheard tracks from the Jazz on 3 vaults, including saxophonist Jan Gabarek, David Murray's Caribbean-infused project featuring the Guokar Masters, and the Mercury Prize shortlisted pianist Kit Downs and his trio. That's Monday night at 11:15. But to end tonight on Late Junction, a great trio of musicians and a first meeting for Christian Fennis on guitar and electronics, guitarist David Daniel and Tony Buck on drums, recorded in Knoxville, Tennessee last year. Till next time, good night. You're listening to Through the Night on Radio 3. I'm Susan Sharp, delighted to have your company for the concert this morning. It celebrates the 50th anniversary of the death of Ralph Vaughan Williams. Andrew Davis conducts the BBC Symphony Orchestra in Job, A Mask for Dancing, The Serenade to Music, and Vaughan Williams' Last Symphony, No. 9. And here are the strings first in one of his most popular pieces. In the 1560s, when Thomas Tallis was in the employ of the English Chapel Royal, one of his tasks was to supply music for a book of psalms. Nearly 400 years later, one of those tunes became the basis for this, Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis. Tallis can hardly have imagined that his hymn tunes were to leave such a mark on English music more than 400 years later. But when Vaughan Williams spent 2 years editing the English hymnal in the first decade of the 20th century, it was that theme by Tallis he chose for his Fantasia for Double String Orchestra. Playing it there at the 2008 Proms, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Davis. And from Vaughan Williams' version of Tallis to the real thing.
Thank you.
The BBC Singers, conducted by Bo Holton in Tallis's motet Loquebantur Variis Linguis, the passage from the Acts of the Apostles where the Holy Spirit confers on them the gift of tongues. Back to Vaughan Williams again now for his ballet Job, A Mask for Dancing. It centres on the Old Testament story of how Satan menaced Job, eventually provoking him to curse God. In the end, though, it's Satan who's defeated, and Job, humbler and stronger, who's the victor.